What we're about to do is a condensed version of the album that comes out on May the 19th by us and a band. Four other people apart from us. Richie Bull on bass, so I'm sure you know. If I didn't know, I was sure he'd be out. There's a keyboard player who's classically influenced and is into Oscar Peterson. Country League guitarist doubling the fiddle, and there's a pleasant drummer. So that, playing this song that we're about to do now, is out on May the 19th.
It starts off in a forest late at night, and there's a couple of night birds calling to each other, which is what this small ocarina is meant to represent. Can't come in again, you know, till it's finished. It goes on for about 25 minutes. It was cold and the night was still when the shipbuilder came over the hill. On his back, his hammer and sword to build a boat for the great white lord. The lord's house was quiet and dark, not even the sound of a watchdog's bark. He raised the wrapper and gave a knock that would rouse the seven sleepers up. Who comes braying at my door in the middle of the night? Who comes braying at my door before the break of light? I've traveled many a weary mile, across many a river and ford. I hear there was a boat to build, a boat for the great white lord. The boat I need is long and wide, of the roughest sea she must take the strain. Sail out on the morning tide and never return to this land again. I can build you a boat that's long and wide, that will take the strain of the roughest sea. Sail out on the morning tide and keep afloat for eternity. Builder, wiped the sweat from off his face, washed his bony fingers, working without worry, without haste. Early in the morning, when the great white lord was still in bed, the lady was down in the boatyard, and never a word she said. Smelled the tar and felt the grain, heard the timber groan and shake, watched the seagulls wheeling high, watched her husband's boat take shape. Loved his lady, loved her as much as all his gold, but the love she had for the shipbuilder was a love that couldn't be bought or sold. The shipbuilder loved new-cut wood, he loved the sound his axe would sing, but the love he had for the lady passed his love for anything. But when the first day's work was over, the lady turned around, going from the builder's side, she never made a sound. When the second day's work was over, the stars shone in the sky. The lady turned to the builder and fixed him with her eye. When the third day's work was over, the moon shone on the shore. The lady turned to the builder and begged 1 minute more. Turned dark with rain, the builder turned to the lady and begged her to remain. He took the lady by the hand and laid her on the ground. With a firm but gentle touch, he steered her from the side. The waves were rolling mountains high, the wind was wild and free. Tied together, they tossed and turned till they came to the open sea. Was she in a waking land or was she in a dream? The shipbuilder held her close to keep her from harm, but she cried aloud as they headed for the middle of the storm. was over and they were safe on land. The lady stroked the builder's face with a tender hand, and as they lay together in a voice both low and sweet, she sang a song that she once heard from a tinker in the street. Gypsy stood at the castle gate. They sang so high and they sang so low. The lady sat at a chamber late. Her heart it melted away as snow. She gave to them a bottle of wine, gave to them some money, oh. She gave to them one far finer thing, the gold ring from her finger, oh. Then she took off her high-heeled shoes, made of Spanish leather, oh. And out in the street, in a cold bare feet, along with the wind and the weather, oh. Now when the Lord came home that night, inquiring for his lady, oh. I'm afraid," said the old kitchen maid, "she's gone with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh. Come saddle up my milk-white steed, saddle me my pony, oh, that I may ride to the Blackwater side in search of the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh." Now he rode east, he rode west, he rode through woods and copses, oh, until he came to the Blackwater side, and there he spied his lady, oh. "What made you leave your houses and land? What made you leave your baby, oh? What made you leave your own wedded lord to go with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh? Oh, what care I for my houses and land? What care I for my baby, oh? What care I for my own wedded lord? I live with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh." Three gypsies stood at the castle gate, sang so high and they sang so low. The lady sat at a chamber late, her heart melted away in snow. My job will be finished and I shall be free. The boat I build for the great white lord will be ready to sail upon the sea. Steal away from his sleeping side an hour before the break of day. When the sun rises over the hill, we'll set our course and sail away. Early next morning, the lady arose, without a sound, put on her clothes, left behind her sleeping man, and down to the builder's yard she ran. She stood a while, but heard no sound, the builder's tools lay all around, scattered shavings on the ground. On the beach, the cold seas pound. On her lips, the builder's name. Back to the great lord's house she came. She searched up, she searched down. She searched the caves beneath the ground. She wept, she moaned. moan, she tore her hair till her husband appeared at the head of the stair. If the shipbuilder's the man you seek, the search will be hard and long. Urgent business calling him back to the place where he came from. And as this morning we must take our leave for a distant land, the final panel of the boat had nailed with my own hand. Afloat, the sea was calm, the moon was rising full, when the lady heard a hammering in the timber of the hull. Husband, husband, watch that sound. Is it the ship that's run aground? Is it the noise of rats at play? Or the fist of a hungry stowaway? The great white lord turned pale, slowly shook his head. The ship needed an extra joist, I put it in, he said. The shipbuilder's work is truly done, of that you have my word. There are many shipbuilders in the world, but I'm the great white lord. Night is gone, the ship sails on, the seasons pass them by. Under the boats, the bottomless sea, over their heads, the sky.
Thanks. Well, to finish us off on a merry mood, this is something we've not done around here for a while. We stopped doing it, but we've been doing it elsewhere, and it's gone so well. You've enjoyed it so much anyway that we're going to do it tonight for you. It's a mandolin rag, or full moon rag, and this is it. It's mostly Nick, I do the groundwork, and Nick does the flashy bits on top. So here it is, full moon rag, and thank you very much for coming along tonight and keeping Simon happy. He's been very worried about the whole thing. But don't forget, whatever you do, when we're singing or playing, don't talk. Right. Where's Annie Third? Has she gone?
She passed out
in the back room. Right. Full moon rag then, and jolly good night to all, and super match. Lovely. Wonderful. Right. Never did like Geordies. It's supposed to be a special award. Special award for in the Newcastle General Infirmary for people who've gone insane drinking Newcastle Brown. This is a rumour. I don't know whether it's true or not. Right, 1, 2, 3. Thank you. Well, that's very kind. It's wonderful to be back again. And, what do you want to do?
Steve, you know what I want to do.
You want to do this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my favourite number.
This is actually his favourite number. I wouldn't do it myself. Because I feel... I feel all right when I get into it, but when I start, I feel a bit silly. Because it's, It reminds me of the days when I first started off what used to be called folk singing. People don't call it folk singing anymore. You're either traditional or contemporary, but you don't sing. It's not folk. In those days, folk was anything from oh God Almighty! Remember it? The Larks, they sang melodious. Everybody always sang that. At least three times in an evening, somebody would sing The Wild Mountain Time. And there was all kinds of Robin Hall and Jimmy McGregor songs thrown in, you know, hey, hula hula hula. And the Manchester Canal, that kind of thing. Absolutely amazing, really eclectic. And I remember once working out phonetically the words of a Hebrew song. You know, I didn't understand what they meant at all, but they were on a Limelighters record, and they took me fancy, so I worked them out, and I sang a sort of approximate version to this thing. And nobody in those days cared at all. You could sing anything. And then anyway, I moved to Leeds and saw the light, and after that, there was no guitars and no anything like that. So, and accompanied all the concertina at the most. And now... things have changed again. I don't quite know what we're doing now.
Ah, right.
But this is right back to the beginning. This is back to the roots, folks. I'll take my glasses off for this. Like it? And do a Kingston Trio song that we've been doing around recently, which is whose main raison d'etre is for you all to join in with us as we don't do badly by ourselves, but it's so much better when you join in. Oh, it's very kind. Nick's going to tell you about the song we're going to do next now.
Hey?
Alright, let's get in.
Go on then.
Say I'm no good, but I'm just a natural born traveling man, doing what I think I should. Oh boy, doing what I think I should. I don't give a damn about the greenback color, spend it fast as I can. Say, hey son, travel where you will, grow to be a man and sing what must be sung. Oh yeah, sing what must be sung. The only things that I stand. Oh, wow.